Now let's follow up on the debate over an iPhone, the phone the FBI has asked Apple to crack open because it was used by a San Bernardino shooter. A court is deciding that issue, but on this program the other day, a key senator said the court is the wrong place. Angus King said, in that case, where tech companies must undo encryption, there are big public issues, so Congress should consider new laws. Lawmakers are discussing just that, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
On one side of the debate on Capitol Hill are the national security hawks, like Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. She is critical of Apple for fighting the court order. I caught up with her in a Senate lobby next to some elevators.
I didn't think a company would set itself above the law, particularly a California-based company like Apple, which is a great company. And I still hope that they will reconsider.
Feinstein, the senior Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, is working on a bill with the panel's chairman, Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina. It would force companies like Apple to help prosecutors unlock the phones of criminal suspects. But Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon, another Intelligence Committee member, says that's not the right approach for lawmakers to take.
I'm very, very opposed to any legislation that would force companies to weaken the security of their products. And that would include legislation that would criminalize strong encryption or force companies to stockpile encryption keys.
Wyden says even if Congress were to weaken encryption protections in the U.S., there are plenty of foreign encryption apps available that the bad guys could turn to get around that law. So what consensus there is on this issue is behind a commission proposed by Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia and Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas. It would be modeled on the panel Congress formed to investigate security breakdowns prior to 9/11. Skeptics say a commission, which Apple says it supports, is Washington's way to bury a problem. McCaul says he gets that, but defends the proposal.
There is no easy, knee-jerk legislative response at this time, which is why I'm not a big commission guy either. I was skeptical myself, but this is, in my judgment, the best response. And the fact of the matter is, if Congress does nothing, as some would advocate, that we do nothing on this issue, and we get hit in the United States with a Paris-style attack, I don't want that on my hands.
If Congress approves it, the commission McCaul and Warner propose would have members from law enforcement, the tech industry, privacy advocates, and the Obama administration. It would issue an interim report in 6 months and a final set of recommendations in a year. Warner says it's something Congress should already have done.
In many ways, the current litigation that's taking place might not have been needed if we'd had this kind of approach a few years back. My fear is that we're talking past each other.
Warner says the commission's work will be much broader than the Apple FBI battle that's now making news. That, he says, will be settled in court. But the broader digital versus national security issue will have to be settled at some point by Congress. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.